This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Running out of closet space? Don't stop shopping. Start selling with The RealReal. Whether it's the jewelry your ex bought you before they became your ex, or that quiet luxury bag you bought before remembering you're actually a maximalist, give it a second chance with someone else. Sell it with The RealReal and make room in your closet for something else that feels more like you. The best part of selling with The RealReal? They handle everything from photography and copywriting to pricing and shipping, because your to-do list is already long enough. With a community of over 40 million members ready to shop what's in your closet, your items sell fast, so you can leave the past in the past. Because resale on The RealReal is for second chances. Plus, October is National Consignment Month, so new consigners earn $100 extra for a limited time. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get $100 extra to keep shopping. That's TheRealReal.com for your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Everyone, welcome back to my channel. My name is Antoinette Eastman, and welcome to Anime Reviews. And today I will be reviewing Naruto Shippuden The Great Ninja War. So before we get started, I'd like to remind you guys that you can subscribe to my podcast on Apple, where I review more shows there. As well as, if you wanted to support me, you can purchase my book on iBooks or in Kindle Store called Madness of Silence. It's a short book of poems. As well as my mom book that's available on Amazon called The Girl Named Molly, written by Dolores Smith. So, where we left off on the last episode, the fourth Hokage was teleporting away from the Ten Tails Man. And the bomb was attached to him, and it was about to blow up, and he was teleported right next to Naruto and Sasuke. But before it could, like, go off, the second Hokage jumped in and teleported back that bomb to the Ten Tail Man, Obito. And there was this great explosion. And it seemed like, I believe, Obito came out in this black spear. And they realized that he blocked him. But the second Hokage had used a clone to teleport the bomb, the Ten Tails bomb. So his clone was, like, completely blown away. And he did say that he underestimated the Ten Tails speed. So Naruto had said that, the second stone face guy, and that, I did chuckle, because Naruto comes up with the best nickname for people. But the second Hokage did check him and was like, no, I'm the second Hokage to you. So, he went back So as they decided like what to do, the second Hokage, the third Hokage said that they could use his like triple Raijin double attack. And I'm like, God. And when I had to pause it, the show, because the look the second Hokage had in his on his face was priceless. He literally mimicked how I was feeling, and I chuckled because I'm like, oh my God, he felt the same way, the same annoyance that I felt, this man and these names. And then he said the dopest thing, you must be a comedian. That was so hilarious. And I'm like, I agree, he has to be, because him and these names for these attacks, I'm like, I just cannot. He's a skilled fighter, but I cannot. So we did learn that the Raijin attack that the fourth performs is really originated from the second Hokage. So the fourth Hokage kind of just learned that skill. So what else? So after that, it went over to the battle between Madara and the first Hokage, Horashi. So they both like popped out their summons. Madara summoned his Tsukinome, is that what you call it? That big giant defense that they have. But his is much fully formed. I don't know, is his the same? Yeah, I think it's strong. His is stronger than Itachi's. I don't remember if Itachi's one has legs and was standing up. I don't know if it was a half-bodied one like Sasuke. I can't remember that battle. But I think his Tsukinome was the bomb. Like, the stance, the fighting, I liked it. And the Sage Art, I believe the first Hokage, I don't know, is he like contracted with nature, I believe? I don't know if you can do that, because he summoned a wood beast. But like in the flashback that they showed, from their first battle together, it didn't look like a wood beast. It was more like a green plant base. I don't know if it's because he's dead, but it's just all wood. But it was like, but you saw the difference. Like, it was more like a green plant base. Maybe like being dead, you can't really connect to nature as you did when you were alive. So as they began their fight, Madara said something interesting. He said that he's running out of time and he needed to do something. So I was thinking, like, he wanted to try something. So I was thinking, was the effects of the jutsu that Kabuto broke, is it like finally coming to an end for him, like after he resisted? Like, is he feeling like he's slipping away? You know, that was some of the thoughts that was like coming to my mind. And the big thing that he wanted to try, I was thinking, like, did he want to obtain the rest of Hashirama? You know? His... And then, like, after... Like, after, like, they, like, did their other attack, Madara did confirm, like, why suspected. He said, I am going to take another chunk of you. So, which confirmed that he wanted to take a part of him, but it didn't really confirm, like, if was he, like, slipping away or not. But I'm guessing he need... So, I don't know if the current, skin tissue that he has, if it's, like, wearing off or not. Because I remember Kabuto saying that his eyes are better because of the Hashirama tissue. So, I don't know if the tissue's been, like, worn down through to, like, all the battle thing. And he's not fully able to use the Renegon. And I do hope, like, the Renegon is more explained. Because if the Renegon eye is still a mystery. I don't really know, like, much of what it does. Other than you can do, like, a rebirth. Or, I think that's the only thing. And if you install it in others, you can, like, connect the eyes, like, through pain. But maybe I missed it, but I don't really know, like, the powers of the Renegon. I don't know if they explain it. I'm gonna check to see if they... No, I'm not going back on episodes to check. I'm just gonna wait to see in future episodes and pay closer attention to see if they did explain better, like, the usage or some of the secrets of the Renegon. Because I do know that they said the Sharingan derived from the Renegon and the Byakugan derived from the Sharingan. So I would like to know, like, the history, like, behind the Renegon. And hopefully that's something they do tell us. So as they were, like, Madara and Hashirama were fighting, the other ninjas that were watching, like, they became kind of disparaged to see, like, the skill level that they had to, I guess, like, live up to. But with the power of Shikamaru was able, like, to, like, convince them and give them back morale. With Hina's, is that what her name? You know, the girl with the yellow hair, like her clan powers, like what her dad had. Ino. That's what I'm thinking of. Ino. With Ino's power, like, he communicated with the rest of them and, like, encouraged them, like, their small power, like, can help within that battle in the right, within the right time. And he was able to rebuild their morale. So as he was, like, trying to figure out a way to help, because he was seeing that something is off with that battle, because he was, like, noticing there could be, like, something, like, off in the battle, but at the same time he was looking, like, on the other side where Naruto's battle. But the way he, like, looked, he was, like, looking, it seemed like because he was like looking like at the pit, like, so it, I guess it seemed like Naruto's battle was like in, like, down in a pit, was happening down in a pit. That's where the other ninjas were, the other half of the ninja clan was with Naruto. And I believe Hinata was using her Byakugan to see from the distance, like, what was happening. So it wasn't just a small hole that they were in. It looked, if it could hold, like, some of those ninjas and the Naruto, his dad, the second Hokage, like, it had to be, like, a deep pit that was, like, paved out from that bomb. So they decided to, on that battlefield, on that side of the battle, they decide to try his triple Raijin attack. I say the name of the attack and I'm still laughing. This is not the whole name of it. I can't remember the whole name of it. And to be honest, I am not even going to try to remember the whole name of it, because I just can't. Every time I think about it, and I'm like, this man, these names, what the hell? Alright, so they were going, the first Hokage and the fourth Hokage and the second Hokage were going to be like the diversion with the Tin Tail Man. And but Naruto and Sasuke decided like they would just do it. And they were able like to form the right, what was it, that thing, that spherical thing, oh my god, why can't I remember? You guys know what I'm talking about. I'm gonna say it, maybe saying it will help me remember. The sphere attack that Naruto had with the fire, they both were able to summon it and match each other energy. The for whatever reason, it's just not coming to mind. I know the name of his attack. It will come back to me, y'all. It will. So he performed, they both performed the attack together. I'm still trying to remember the name of the attack. I'm not even going to focus on it that long. So they merged their attack together with the Amaterasu. Wind, I think it was like a wind, and made it look like a wind shuriken. So, but he was able to like blow it away. So the second Hokage determined that the spears, because there were like 10 black oval spears that surrounded Obito, and they diffuse like any other jutsu. And I believe when the first, not the first, what was Naruto's dad's name? I can't remember. I'm just going to call him the Yellow Flash. So when the Yellow Flash reappeared, like, with the bomb next to Sasuke, I think his arm was blown off, and he realized that, not him, but second Hokage realized that his arm wasn't regenerating, so, because I believe the spheres was the one that damaged his arm, and since the spheres, like, dispelled jutsu and being a revived dead person. You're like a jutsu yourself. You're just a whole jutsu. So they're saying that they can't like let themselves get damaged because they will die because of the ten spears attack. So while Naruto and Sasuke do their combined attack, I believe the second Hokage and the fourth Hokage, like, they marked each other with the Raijin so they can, like, multi-teleport, which I thought was kind of cool. And so they teleported him in order to hit the Tentails because he was moving so fast. I think one of them snuck up behind him and they switched places with him so that he got hit by the attack. I believe that was when, like, he did get hit by the attack, but he was able, like, to, like, recover, like, very quickly. And I think that's when the second Hokage noticed more that he was able, like, to dispel, like, some of the amethyst rock, the black fire. Because for real, like, that's an ever-burning fire. And I didn't think he was able to dispel all of it, just majority of it that surround him. So they were trying to get, so they were saying they could, and I believe Naruto's dad tried to name Sasuke and Naruto's attack. And I'm thinking, please, just let it go. Just let it go. Just let it go. No more naming attack. I can't forget what the second Hokage said. Like, you must be a comedian. I just cannot get out of it. And the look on his face, like, oh my gosh. You guys should watch that episode. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you the number of the episode. Let's see. It's episode 379. And I believe it's like within the first 7 minutes, like, just pause it when it comes to the second Hokage. You see that face that he made? Trust me, you will get the humor. You will. Where was I? Yes, the failed attack. After realizing that, the jutsu, like, failed against him, the second Hokage said that we were going to have to fight harder and they might have to do, like, close combat since jutsu won't work on him. But before that happened, I think I have the hiccups. Naruto suggested that he's going to use the fall, try to dig deeper to get more of the, what's the name, the Ninetales chakra, Kurama's chakra, and then realized he couldn't use it because remember they said that he, like, there's still a time limit since they're like connection. And after watching what's it called, is it Road to a Ninja, like, I'm still, like, failing to grasp that they're not able to do that complete connection that they did, like, within that battle when they were transferred over into that different world and had that full beast transformation, what was totally cool, by the way, to see. So I don't know if they don't remember like how to do it again, or they had just have to start from the beginning again to do that, but I know they did it first, and hopefully they're able to achieve it again further in the battle, because that was pretty dope to see. Okay, I do digress. I do that a lot, don't I? Anyhow, where was I? I'm sorry, y'all. I strayed so much, I forgot where I was. Oh, let's see. The battle. Yes, so after Naruto tried, like, to tap in more into into Kurama's, it, like, disappeared, and he didn't realize the time ran out. And the second Hokage was like, your son is just like you, just dumbfounded. And I'm like, yeah, I guess he does take a little bit after his dad. And Kurama was like, had to let him know that he needed to just take a break if he wanted to go deeper into get more chakra. He needed to take a break. So at the same time, Kamakichi, the toad Naruto summoned, he like spit out I think it's acid slime, and it was able like to touch Obito, and with that, Naruto was able to figure out that he needed to go into sage mode, because only sage attacks can touch him, apart from like physical attack. So while he was getting into sage mode, oh, the Rasengan, that's the word I couldn't remember, but the attack with Sasuke, the Rasengan. See, I knew it would have come to mind. So Naruto, after going into sage mode, Naruto summoned the Rasengan. But I'm trying to think, I don't think he used a clone this time. I think he was he's now capable of doing it with one hand now. Maybe I missed that part, but I don't recall him seeing using a clone. I feel like Naruto is like strong enough to do it with just the one hand now. Not that he couldn't do it with the one hand. His head was too thick for him to comprehend how to do it with the one hand. Because we all know he's a little bit of a slow learner sometimes. Or is that all the time? Maybe I'm being too nice. It was all the time. So I believe, was that like the end of the show? It couldn't be. Was it really that short? I believe, like, that was the end of the show. That was, like, towards, like, the end of the show. Naruto did his Rasengan, and he rushed into attack, and that ended the show. But I'm wondering, like, if eventually, like, did Sakura and Sasuke learn how to go into their sage mode? Because I know Lady Tsunade was able to go into sage mode, and Kabuto was going to sage mode when he had, like, the snake thing. So, both of them have the ability. So, I'm hoping, like, both of them, like, perhaps further in the battle, like, learn how to go into sage mode. Or maybe they're just not ready to use it as yet. Who knows? Maybe we'll see next episode. But the ending of the episode, ending with Naruto's attack connecting to Obito, like, and possibly dealing some damage. So, and that concludes the episode. So, I'm hoping in next episode, Obito doesn't obtain the rest of Hashirama's cells, because that would be bad. But we're gonna see. Alright. Thank you guys for listening. And I'm gonna try to do more regular updates. I know it has been a while. I think I took off last week. Yes, I needed a break. And some news. I don't know if you guys... I wanted to do like another anime review except for Naruto for you guys. And I was thinking of doing Attack on Titan, because that's one of my other favorite. Put a comment down, guys, and I'll read your comments and let me know if Attack on Titans is something you'll be willing to hear from me. Alright, thanks for listening again, and bye-bye.
Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.